Hey guys, welcome to Double the T Podcast. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are the Only Twins.
So, welcome back. Another week.
Another episode. And we already know it's y'all's favorite time of the week. We know it.
We already know you guys are tired of us.
But please keep listening. So anyways, what's been going on? What's the tea in your life?
What's the tea? Okay.
I want it to be, let's be clear, very juicy.
No, I just feel like my life is so boring.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. But, okay, something that me and my husband did last weekend is we went to go look at some property.
Oh.
Why are you acting surprised? Because you already know, because we're going to be, trying to build a compound together.
Well, I have not seen the property, though.
Okay, so basically we went to go look at some land because me and Sarah Ann and our husbands have been talking about getting land together and, like, building and then just never leaving that land.
So, yeah, and as you guys can imagine, the number one thing that we've been discussing is our massive home gym that we're going to build in the back.
Yeah, let's get clear. I mean, we're really just doing this to have our own big, huge gym.
Massive gym in the back where people can come work out with us. And I mean, Dustin's trying to run like a straight up gym out of it where he's like, all of our friends can come. We can like all have it. And I was like, all right, reel it in.
Yeah, come like 30 minutes to our house.
Yeah, literally.
Gym. No.
Did you like the land? Did you?
Yeah, it's like the lot that we were looking at is not great.
Yeah.
You know, so, but like the lots around it are like really beautiful. So I'm just like hoping and praying that, I mean, obviously God, you know, knows what's right for us. So
yeah,
if it's in his will, but the lots around that lot, we've like kind of reached out to some of the owners and just see if they were willing to sell.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Hey, are you guys willing to sell for a very, very, very cheap price? Like a charity kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or what
situation? I know that everyone has extra money right now in this economy.
Yeah. I know that you were looking for an opportunity to give away land.
So we would be really, really good to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can come work out at our home gym for free.
Yeah. You get a free membership.
You'll have a lifetime membership.
Free membership.
Gym. Actually, we're inquiring about anybody that has land. Just anybody.
For dirt cheap. I'm just kidding.
We're in the market. No, so we'll see. We're just praying about that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was exciting. You know, it was just cool to think about potentially do, you know.
Yeah.
At one point. That's definitely a goal.
Oh, no, for sure. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So we live in a neighborhood where, like, our neighbors are, like, 2 feet from our house, which is fine.
Same. Our neighbors right next to us right now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not
ideal. It's not ideal.
It'd be one thing if, like, you were, like, best friends with all your neighbors. And, like, my one really good friend moved because, oh, my goodness, you know what? This is not a Tell Me Something Good episode, but I talked to you guys about how my neighbor's house burned down in a fire. Well, she just bought a new home. Like, she got the money back from, like, the insurance and all that. And so she purchased a new home.
That's
so
exciting.
Which is really exciting. I feel really excited for her because she's a single mom of two and, like, you know, just being a single mom, like, I just can't imagine, like, being, like, I bought this house myself, and you know what I'm saying? Like, no one else is, like, affecting, it's, like, this is her home, and so I'm just, like, really excited for her and her family. So,
yeah.
Just, like, a praise report that, like, God, you know.
Love that.
She's still going through some hard times, so definitely be praying for her. Her mom is sick with cancer, and so, but she got this brand new house and her babies can finally like settle and be in a place. So I'm just really excited for them. But all that to say is my one friend neighborhood, she left. So
yeah,
now, yeah, we're just looking towards that next stage.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully see. It's together next to each other.
I'll let you guys know.
That's what I did this weekend.
Yeah.
What'd you
do? I do need to tell you about this interaction that I had. And it just left me so perplexed where I was like, I don't know. I was trying to dissect it later. And it was a totally normal situation, but I don't know why it just was, like, got on my nerves so bad.
Sarah began, people begin on her nerves lately.
People really be pushing my buttons, just being nice to me for no reason. I'm just kidding. No. So I went to the mall.
Yeah, this, like, is this your problem?
Maybe. It honestly, no, I don't know. You guys can tell me.
I'll tell you.
Okay. So I went to the mall this past week because it's getting to be, like, obviously.
I didn't even know malls still
fall.
Exist.
Oh, I go to the, oh, I'm always going to the freaking mall.
You go to the mall?
What yeah.
What's in the mall?
Claire's. I'm like, I need new earrings.
Do I need new earrings that are going to turn green in 2 weeks? Yep.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I mean, I guess I've, honestly, I have been to the mall a few times.
Honestly, your ears are green.
Are they?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, these are sterling silver, supposedly. Okay. I got them from CVS.
Yeah, but that freaking safety pin in your ear is not.
Yeah.
That is green.
Yeah, it is just green, but who has a safety pin whenever she needs one? Me.
Yeah, you got that idea from me.
Yeah, and where's yours?
Dude, I took
that I use mine all the time. Anyways.
I did use them a lot.
Go to Claire's. But no, I went in to look for jeans, which I'm in my baggy jeans. I've never worn baggy jeans like this, but I got never. Like, I've always worn the skinnies, literally. I'm like 3 trends behind. Like, I'm definitely
trends behind. Funny is because I went to Walmart the other day, shout out Walmart, and I was looking for skinny jeans.
Okay. Well, we are flip-flopped.
Yeah. I mean, I love these. Yeah. But, like, I need some skinnies. I don't have any skinnies left.
Yeah.
Because I went all the other way.
Well, I have some cute skinnies, but I just needed some, like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this, like, trend. Like, you know, the dad jean or mom jean or whatever. So, I actually went, 2 weeks ago or something, and I got a couple pairs at, shout out to Aeropostale. They were banging. Like, out of the, everywhere I went in the mall, because again, this is a separate time that I went to the mall, they were probably the best.
They're probably, I mean, are they, like, still expensive? Like, how much are you talking?
I mean, it was buy one, get one free, but it was, like, $50, so you got two pairs, or, like, $60. I'm like, I feel like that's pretty good.
Two for 60?
That's what I'm saying. It was a pretty good deal. Or maybe, like, yeah, I think it was around 60. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hold 2 pairs for that much.
Okay, so that's $30 a pair.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was buy one, get one free.
It was, but I'm saying the one pair was $60, so you technically got 2 for $60.
God. Okay, that's why I was confused. $60 for a pair of jeans? No.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It wasn't actually for one pair of jeans. It was for 2 pairs of jeans.
But the fact that was one pair was $60.
Okay, but yes.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
So anyways, and they're like really cute, whatever. But I saw this girl on Facebook or something, and it's a girl that I know, and she was wearing, I mean, these jeans were so cute. So I wrote on her on the message or whatever, and I was like, where'd you get these jeans? And she told me PacSun. So I was like, dude, I'm going to freaking PacSun tomorrow to like try to find these like cute baggy jeans. So I go to the mall, and number one, PacSun is no longer there.
Of course. They have all the good stores.
But I swear it was like,
how is it that Claire's is the one that survives?
I don't know, but they always have people in there.
They always survive too, because they're still at the Bradley Mall.
Yeah, they're everywhere. That's what I'm saying. Claire's is like,
how is
Claire's legit
still happening?
But PacSun did not make it, and I was really bummed, so I, like, was going, okay, so, like, walked to where PacSun was, it wasn't there, so I had to backtrack, and there was, like, Buckle or something next to it, but there's a bunch of jeans, so I walk into this Buckle store, and this boy, and let me tell you, I will say, he was the number one jean salesman. I mean, he knew everything about every pair of jeans.
Could you imagine you have to know about jeans?
He loved it. You could tell he was very passionate about jeans and how they fit and all this, you know, so whatever. So, and I get it. It's like, I understand. I've not worked. Have we worked in a store before like that?
No.
Okay. So I've not worked. We've done customer service, but not like, I haven't worked in like a retail store. Yeah, we haven't. No. So I do have a question for the audience because I don't know the answer to this. But anyways, he comes up to me and I get it. You know how everybody's like, let me know, you know, is there anything you're looking for today? You know, the classic. And I was like, I was like, no, I'm just looking, you know, which also, no offense, but nobody wants to be like, nobody cares about that question. Nobody wants to be like, yeah, can you help me? I was looking for somebody to help me.
Yeah. Cause this is the thing. If we needed help, we would go find somebody and ask.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm 30 years old. I don't need help looking around a store.
Yeah.
What do I need help with? Yeah. So anyway, so he asked me that or whatever. And he's like, and I'm looking at the jeans, like, I'm standing by the jeans, but he's asking me this. And I was like, no, I'm just kind of looking, you know, I'm just like trying to figure out kind of like what style, like whatever. He's like, well, you know, like, what size are you? And number one, I'm like, sir, you never ask a female what her size is. And I told him, I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know.
He's like, oh, no, I can help you there.
Well, and he's like, you don't know what size jean you are? And I'm like, no, sir, because every single store is different. I swear, they don't do real inches. It's like,
yeah,
also, Aeropostale inches and then Buckle inches. They're just different. So,
can
anyways,
we also just keep it small, medium, large?
Yeah,
can
literally.
Why are we doing 24 or 38? I just don't know.
I don't know. I literally did not know. So I was like, no, you know, I don't know. He's like, you don't know. And anyways, so I'm looking. He's like, well, like, what style are you looking for? And then he takes me down like this, like, trip down jean lane. And tells me about all the different styles, like, blah, 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 and, like, but, and this, and this, and this, and this. So I had, like, already picked up, like, I think a couple pairs, and I'm just guessing on the size. And so I was like, you know, can I just go ahead and try these on? Anyways, so he lets me into a thing, and I'm just, like, kind of annoyed at this point. It almost has deterred me from even wanting to, like, continue to shop for jeans, you know? So I try on, I think, three of them. And they were the right size. And I liked one of them. But I didn't want to have, like, another conversation. Like, I just did not even want to talk to this boy anymore. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put the jeans up and then, like, walk out, you know. And then if I can't find any other jeans anywhere else, like, maybe I'll come back. So I, like, hear him talking. I'm, like, in the dressing room. I hear him, like, talking to another person. Like, yes, I'm like, now's my time. So I, like, quickly get out and, like, shove the jeans back in their spot really quick. And my last jean, like, wouldn't fit. So I'm, like, pushing. He comes in, like, pretty much probably ditch this other person.
Dude, he's trying to get the commish.
Okay, but that's my question. Do you get commish?
I think some stores do, because I have a client that works at, what's that store? They sell, like, shoes and socks and stuff like that. And, like, if they helped you, like, they have to, like, the cashier will be like, did somebody help you today? And then you, like, say who it was or whatever. And so she was talking about, like, how she was, like, helping a customer, and she was, like, getting, and then, like, one of the other, like, employees came over and she was like, that was my, like, so that, I think like they that would do just get cause commission. Fights. I know. I think they do get commission. Well, maybe not every company, but I know at least at this store they get commission.
Okay.
So I bet they get commission for being annoying, which you should be compensated for being annoying.
No, yeah. You should be paid $1 million for being annoying. But sir, I didn't even buy the jeans. Like, that's how annoying it was. And I literally was
what
like,
did he say?
Well, then I was like, no, that, you know, it's okay. That didn't work. I was like, but I'm okay. Thank you. And he was like, well, let me, so basically he's like, well, he let me show you these other jeans.
He gets commish. Why would he be doing that?
It was he gets so, commission. And he was like, can I show you these other jeans? And I felt, because he was like younger and he was kind of nerdy, which was fine. But it was, then I felt like bad. So I was like, okay. And
we're too approachable.
And then he was like, and they were all fugly jeans. Like, I didn't even, all of the jeans he brought me to, I immediately was like, no, not interested. Because he was like, are you looking for skinny jeans? And I was like, no. Oh, no. Here's what it was. He was looking for my size all over the jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
He was so committed. He was looking, and they didn't have my size. Like, none
he's
of
like,
them.
I find these ones with the rhinestone. You know, like the rhinestone.
Oh, that's so ugly.
Pocket.
Well, and that was kind of what happened, because none of them were my size. So then he finds a pair of skinny jeans that were my size. He's like, are you into skinny jeans? I was like, it's okay. So then, I can't remember, but basically, I pretty much ran out of the store. And I don't know. It just was so annoying to me.
No,
so that was my question.
His commission. Dude, you know he's getting $7.25 working at this freaking jean store. So, yeah, he's, you know what?
But
that
I didn't
is
buy
a salesman
the jeans.
In the making. He needs to go to a different company where he's going to actually, like, make decent money being a salesman.
It was so bad. It deterred
There's
me
no
so
way.
Bad.
There's no way he's just, like, being
I think
that
he was just,
aggressive.
No, I think he was just really passionate about jeans.
Either really passionate about jeans or he makes
Dude, papers. I was so annoyed. I was like, I don't even want jeans. Forget it. This was a dumb thing.
I don't want jeans anymore.
I should have said
I'm wearing all my jeans now.
So that happened to me, and I was just wondering, because I've never worked retail, so I'm just like, you guys have, but it's like, what do you make? Like, $1 from the jeans? Like, you can't even be making that much. It's like, okay, these jeans are $30. They're not giving you $5 per jean.
Yeah, but dude, if you're making freaking minimum wage, this economy, you're balling for that. You're hustling for that dollar.
But then it's like, I don't know, that gets so awkward, because then you're like, okay, let me bring you to the register. Like, remember my name. But that's the thing. He didn't tell me his name.
Yeah, but I bet they're like, did somebody help? Oh, yeah, that guy over there. Whatever.
Oh,
like,
I would not have said anything about him.
Dude, give him his commission.
No.
He was working really hard. He actually, the funny thing is he lost that brand or that company's money.
No, he did. I was actually interested in one pair of jeans. I did not want to have any more conversation with this boy. So I left. I'm not kidding. It deterred me from buying the jeans. So anyways, I'm stuck in skinnies for the rest of the Just kidding. Anyways.
Oh, that's funny.
So.
Well, we can just trade, because I need some new skins.
Oh, you know what are the best jeans? I've never been complimented more on an item of clothing on my body.
What are they?
My, now I've lost the word for it. The jeans that with the flares, like the big.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've got two pairs.
They're statement piece.
Two or three pairs of, like,
that's
extra
those
flares.
Always also make your butt look good.
Dude, my butt looks so good in it.
Because I think, like, my boss, I borrowed some from hers. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the wide.
Does you
and
right.
The skinnies, and then you got your butt going. It just is a good shape on a woman.
I get so many compliments when I wear those jeans. And I don't wear them very much, because they are, like, it's like, you can't wear it back-to-back
no,
weeks,
you
know?
Also, the thing about mom jeans is, like, the reason I want some skinnies back in my wardrobe is because I have, like, boots that, like, I feel, don't you feel weird wearing flare jeans with, like, boots?
You can't wear it, no.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. I always have to go casual because I have to wear my Filas because that's a cute look. I can't believe
you got rid of all of your skinnies.
Well, okay, to be clear, I don't fit in my previous ones because those
her butt got bigger
pre-baby. So, but yeah, so then I just, and I don't, like, I haven't really shopped since having Aria, really, but I've gotten some of the mom jeans that I really like, but you have to wear those with tennis shoes, like, because I don't like wearing them with, like, boots. No. And I see other people doing it, but no, it doesn't.
It's just not cute to me.
It's not cute. So, yeah. That, right. So then I have these cute boots, but then I don't have any.
Yeah, you need to get some jeans
to wear with them. I
can go to freaking Hollister.
Dude, I'm not paying freaking. You paid $60 at Aeropostale. I'm not doing that.
For, Megan, I paid $30 technically. Yeah. $60 for two pairs.
I know.
It was a really good deal.
$60. Like, ask what if the Jean Boy. It was a great deal.
Well, that's why you have to go to Aeropostale.
Yeah, but who's, they're not, maybe, they're probably not running that deal all the time.
I don't know. They might be. And then I went back into Aeropostale after that guy annoyed me so much to see if they had, like, more that I liked or something. And I think that the ones I was even looking at were on sale. They were, like, $20, I think. That's what I'm saying. Like, Aeropostale actually has some good ones. But yeah. Anyways, yeah. So I'm in my mom jean area. You're in your skinny jean area.
No, I'm in my mom jean, but I just need some more. To, like, have more elevated out, or just, like, looking less casual, yeah. I need some skinny jeans. That's the thing that's...
Well, here's where I've transitioned.
I'm always casual.
Yes. I've transitioned to TikTok shop. And I did purchase PacSun jeans off of TikTok shop.
Didn't even know that was a thing until this very moment.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird about TikTok. Like, I'm really just not trying to let TikTok into my life.
Yeah, it's... It will suck you in so bad. I am, like, so into, which we won't discuss it. Megan won't let me discuss it, but I'm so into the politics. So, like, all of my videos are, like, politics. And I'm
like,
so
I already
in it.
Have one app that is, like, you know, sending me all the things that it thinks I want. And I just feel like I don't want another one to do that.
Yeah. It'll do that for sure.
Like, I feel good about Instagram Reels.
Yeah, I love Instagram Reels more, for sure. That's where I'm getting all, like, my politics stuff is, like, the videos. It's, like, new. It's not, like, people
you know
talking
what's
about
crazy
it.
Crazy is that, like, that's where young people get their, like, news and get, like instead of Google, people are, like, going to TikTok, which is, like, really mind-blowing. Which, not that Google's credible either, you know, but, like, people are getting their information.
I mean, information. But what I'll say, even when we went TikTok, to, like,
that's,
say,
like, basically going to Wikipedia.
I don't know, because I went to, like, when we were going to St. Pete, I looked up, like, best restaurants or whatever in, or, like, things to do in St. Pete, especially when I went by myself, actually, and I looked on TikTok, and it would be, like, people that are, like, I'm in St. Pete, like, or I live here, I'm a local, like, here's your favorite, like, here's the best places to go, so it's, like, it's not like Wikipedia, it's, like, actually, some of the stuff, I'm not saying all of your information is legit, but I'm, like, you can get some good recommendations from it, you know?
Yeah, if you're going for, like, a recommendation versus, like, this is, like,
I mean, I wouldn't go there for, yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. Wouldn't be, like, looking up, like, best nutrition advice or something. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that.
Which I'm sure they've got it all on TikTok. So anyways, okay, so you went and got your PacSun jeans at TikTok. On TikTok.
On TikTok, yes. And they are shipping. So I'll let you guys know. Okay. I'm excited about them. But anyways, so we did want to talk about... Past my jean saga.
Yeah, good times. This episode is how to maintain, as we're heading into the winter, your summer body.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
We name this episode that to reel you guys in? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
But suckers. We know that suckers, you're here. You're listening.
I feel like
don't turn it off.
People want to. I'm sure people want to hear that or hear what we have to say about it.
Yeah, I know. So but what they're going to hear is going to
probably make them mad. So we each have come up with three different tips that we're going to give you. You just want to kind of go back and forth with it?
Yes. But what I need to preface this, how to maintain your summer body.
Well, I think your first one might just go into my first point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Okay. Well, then just say it after my first point. Because I think it's going into it. Oh, no. Wait, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, like, maintaining
my
your
first
summer.
Point.
Okay. Yes. Maintaining your summer body, like... I feel like the advice that I would give on how to maintain your summer body, right, through the winter or whatever, would be the same tips that I would say if you want to live a long life, if you want to improve your hormonal balance, if you want to you know, shed body fat. Like, all I'm saying is, like, the things that I would say and what I'm going to say are things to do all of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So I think that's a good segue into my actual first point.
Okay, which is what?
Which is, let's get rid of the phrase summer body. That's the number one thing, because, and we, like, are going to preach this, like Megan is saying, it's like, if let's get rid of that. Let's not get ready for the summer. Like, let's stop looking at health and fitness as something to prepare for, or like an event to prepare for.
Or an event.
Because it should literally be a lifestyle. If you are always healthy, if you're always doing all the things, like, you know, you're in shape, all the things, you never have to get in shape for summer. So I hate that whole like summer body thing. I'm like, why are we just getting in shape for summer? Why are we not just living a healthy and fit lifestyle? So that's my number one tip, is to stop creating this mindset behind just the summertime. This needs to be your all year, winter, for, you know, spring, summer, fall, whatever. All year round, this needs to be our mindset. So you never have to actually get in shape.
I think that people that have been in our industry long enough, or that have really bought into what we're talking about, I think you understand this process, like health and fitness, as more of like less about aesthetics and more about like just like living a long and happy life. You know, like it translates what we do and what we're so passionate about is not getting somebody to fit into a bikini that they want to. And the thing is it's totally fine to have like aesthetic goals. Like, you know, it's totally fine. We've all been there, right? But you know, what we're really passionate about is getting people to see beyond that, that like the things that we're going to tell you about just creating better health is that it will allow you to enjoy your life better if you are healthier, period. And then you also get to reap the benefits of like being like, I fit in this bathing suit. You know what I'm saying? So I do agree with like, you know, let's stop making it about preparing for a event or season or whatever. And it's just like, let's actually just buy into the process and buy into what we're talking about and buy into your health that is going to translate into you, your life, living longer. If you have a family, like I look at like what I do is like, I want to be around as long as I can for Aria, for my daughter. And how can I do that? What is my best chance of doing that? The things we're going to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's your, I guess I could say my first, or what's your
second? That was
my
first.
I know. What's your second and third?
Are they well, go ahead. Let's go back and forth. No.
Okay. A tip on how to maintain, quote unquote, your summer body, or just actually like live a healthier, happier life, is one thing I would say is prioritizing protein in your diet. I'm trying not to say the really obvious things, like eat better, strength train, right? That's all super obvious. But like,
although I will say that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Prioritizing protein. So we are a very under-proteined culture and diet. Like, it's just people, I think it's funny. Like, people are like, no. Like, I eat a lot of protein. And like, unless you have tracked your protein, let me just tell you, you're not eating enough protein.
Yeah.
So just as a reference point for you guys, a gram of protein per pound of body weight is ideal. Now, if you say you don't want to be your body weight that you are, like say you need to lose some weight or whatever, then it would be whatever gram of protein that you, the ideal weight that you want to be. But so for example, I weigh 130 pounds-ish. I need to be eating 130 grams of protein. So.
Which is.
It's hard.
Which for people that don't know, it's like 130. It's
so hard. Like that's a lot.
Times four is how many calories you need to be. So if you guys are like, I don't really understand all of that. Like just think that's. That's 500 calories worth of just protein, like minimum, you know? And so I definitely think that, and something that helps me, like, or I'll tell my clients all the time, is to make your meals around the protein source, you know? And so it's like when you guys are cooking breakfast or you're making your lunch or whatever, I'm like, start with the protein and then you can kind of add. And people will even recommend that you eat the protein first because it is more satiating. So some of the crap at the end, maybe some chips or something, if you start with the protein, you might fill yourself up enough to where you don't even eat the junk that typically comes after it, you know?
Right.
So we definitely think that's an extremely important tip. Yeah.
It's also like getting enough protein. Protein is like a building block for building muscle. So it's also very important in the building muscle part, you know.
It is also an essential macronutrient. So fats and proteins are essential. Carbs are not. I mean, you can survive without carbs. Not to say I'm not recommending no carbs. That's the majority of my diet. But I'm just saying that protein is essential. You do need to be eating protein.
Also protein, especially talking about protein as in meat, because we are big old meat eaters here. It is a extremely nutrient dense food. Like, it has so many macro and micronutrients in it, and that are so amazing for your body. And so I think we're,
and at the top of that list would be red meat.
Red meat. I mean, yeah. And, you know, obviously talk to your doctors, like, you know, because people, maybe if you're having cholesterol issues or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But yes, red meat is extremely nutrient dense. So, yeah, I mean, and we, our American diet is so heavily processed and sugar, like so much sugar and so much processed food. And you're not getting nutrients in there. Yeah, you're getting calories, but you're not getting nutrients. Meat has so much nutrients that is so good for your body. So also, you know, looking at protein as like, you know, not just like my protein shake, you know, it's like, no, like, let's get the nutrients in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, through actual real sources, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So,
okay.
That's my number one tip.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my number one tip. It's just a tip.
Well, we have a top tip. Yes. A top tip. Yes. So my second, Megan said it was pretty obvious, so we weren't going to talk about it, but we are going to talk about it because it is extremely important, is to strength train. I know that we preach it from the
strength
rooftop.
Train over cardio.
Yes,
100%. Let's get it straight.
But like, this is what I'll also say about it. This is really something I want everybody to listen, turn down everything else that you have going on. I really want to emphasize on this because I think that strength training can look very different. So I want to say what I'm saying is actual strength training. So there's a difference between working out and training. So what I'm saying is to strength train, meaning I would highly, highly, highly recommend you get on a long-term development strength training program. So this means not going into the gym and just being like, oh, I'm gonna do some biceps today. Yeah, you're lifting weights, but there's no process to what you're doing. So, and I'm not saying that you can't get stronger and you can't see some results, but will you be near as efficient as if you got on an actual strength training program? No, you won't. Like, that's the harsh reality. And I think that a lot of people kind of undermine really what the benefits of being on an actual program look, or I guess what could that could achieve for you. So that's like something I really, really, really want to emphasize is to actually find something. Maybe there's a trainer that you really trust. Maybe you're getting personal trained. Maybe an online program. We would highly recommend Mind Pump. Mind Pump has, they're some of our favorite podcasters, but also they're also trainers.
They have several programs that you could follow at the gym.
Several programs. We have followed several of their programs. So if you don't know anybody personally and you're just looking for online recommendations, because I'm sure there's a lot of crappy online, I will say that, but
we can vouch for
Mind Pump. Yeah. So, and they're relatively inexpensive. I would say worth every penny. So strength training is so important. We're not saying don't, you know, do conditioning. You can do that stuff, but your number one focus, if you only have time for one thing, strength train. And
also,
on a program.
Also, let's just get this straight. Do you want to lose weight? Strength train. Do you want to change your body composition, aka lose body fat and put on muscle? Strength train. Do you want to live a long life? Strength train. Do you want to, when you get old, when you fall over, you don't break your bone? Strength train. Muscle is the foundation, one of the foundations of health.
It's king.
Everything.
It's literally king.
It's king. So like when you're looking at, you know, your fitness routine, I'm just here to tell you, strength training should be your main dish. That's your main dish. Conditioning should always be a side dish.
Always.
It should always be a supplement to the strength training. Now, is conditioning important for heart health?
Yeah, yes, your cardiovascular health. Absolutely.
Cardiovascular health is important. But if you've only got time for one of those, you need to be strength training. This is coming from cardio queens over here. Yeah. This is coming from two women
who ran for 10 years.
Ran for years, and that was the majority of our exercise. Not majority. That was all we did. That was our only form of exercise up until 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And also two of us that, like, you know, used to be on the kind of conditioning over strength training, like, in the beginning of our career when we didn't know enough, guys. Yeah. When we did not have the education that we have now, strength training is everything. We cannot emphasize it enough. It is everything.
Yeah.
So,
and I would even recommend, like, you know, there are programs where that you can get on that can implement both. So, like, I know, CrossFit Mayhem, they have a, like, Mayhem 60 track, just to recommend something, where you have a lifting portion, and then at the very end, they give you, like, a 10-minute, like, AMRAP, or, like, a little conditioning. So we're not saying don't, you know, that you, yeah.
We're not saying maybe it's useless, that conditioning is useless.
And if you're like, I only have, like, Megan's here, and I only have an hour, okay, that's a good program where you're going to get some really good strength training, and then you are going to get a little bit of the cardio as well. Yeah, so that's my second tip.
I also do kind of want to talk a little bit about muscle in relation to weight loss and in relation to fat loss. So, you know, there's so much bad information out in our, like, in what we do. And so I just kind of want to set the playing field for you guys and set it straight. So if you're somebody who... your goal is to lose weight. And that's the majority of clients that we're going to have. They're coming because they want to lose weight, right? And what that really means, what people really mean by losing weight, is what you really want is to change your body composition. What that means is you want to lose body fat, right? And then preserve or maintain or build muscle, right? So strength training, the reason that we emphasize that over cardio, because I think, you know, for years, decades, it was like, oh, I want to lose some weight. I'm just going to go get on the treadmill for hours and not eat, you know, and, like, starve myself or whatever. And that is a way to lose weight.
A short-term way
to lose weight. And also you're going to lose weight there, but you will stall. You will eventually stall in your
weight
loss.
And you will kill your metabolism.
You'll destroy your metabolism in the process. And also on top of that, you could be getting fatter and what I mean by fatter is your body fat comp is
your body fat percentage is higher.
Once you've lost the weight, you're like, oh, surely my body fat percentage is improved. You can lose weight and increase your body fat percentage. We need to let that just tell you that.
Skinny fat is a literal thing.
Where somebody looks really small, but they are
Still
considered overweight or obese because of their body fat percentage of their body. So the reason I want to emphasize the strength training is because muscle mass, the more muscle that you have on your body, the more calories your body will have to burn doing absolutely nothing. So if me and Sarah Ann are laying here on the couch all day long, if I have more muscle than she has, I will burn more calories than her doing absolutely nothing. I will burn more calories because I have more muscle on my body. Muscle is an expensive tissue. Fat can live on your body rent-free, okay? But muscle is an expensive tissue.
Meaning your body has to work harder to keep it,
Your basically. Body has to burn calories just to keep muscle mass on you. It has to burn calories, okay? So it improves your metabolism versus conditioning does not do that. What over conditioning can do is you will also lose muscle mass. Because it is an expensive tissue, your body, when you're starving yourself and doing a bunch of cardio, your body...
And you're not using your muscles. Your body's like, why am I going
to
keep this?
Your body's like, well, I'm in a calorie deficit. I need to get rid of this expensive tissue that requires calories for me to keep it. So if you're over conditioning, is basically, long story short, if you're doing too much cardio, your body is going to get rid of the muscle mass. So that's why we're saying that you could potentially end up, even though you've lost weight, your body fat percentage increases. Okay. But it is also, like we talked about, like, your bone density for people that are older, like older people, it is so important for people to be strength training because it is the only way to maintain your bone density. So when we get old, our bones get brittle, and that's how people fall and they break something and then they end up in the hospital and get pneumonia and die. So being strong, especially as we get older, is so important because your muscles or your bones require load on them to maintain their density. How can you do that? You strength train. So just a couple of reasons why, like, we really want to emphasize strength training. Like, it's just, we can't emphasize it enough, truly. Okay, so that was our Sarian's second tip. My second tip would be trying to set a goal of 10,000 steps a day, which is roughly for me, it's about 5 miles a day, which is a good amount.
I was gonna say, I think that's a lot for, I mean.
It is. Yeah. So starting lower than that, I mean, yeah. You know, start by getting a tracker, something that tracks your steps, and say you're only getting 2,000 steps a day. Well, let's try to get 5,000. We'll start there. But a really good goal is to have a 10,000 step a day. I do that. I try to, even though I'm strength training, I also make sure that I get 10,000 steps a day. I think people emphasize just walking as part of health.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have that. Like, I don't hit a step goal every day. But yes, I think what I would emphasize, and I think, I mean, obviously what Megan is also emphasizing, is just to be, like, moving, to be on your feet, to be doing things versus, like, being seated. Because I know a lot of people.
But a 10,000 step goal is something that you can measure in
that. No, I get that. Yeah, but I'm saying that people,
it's like, oh, I've stood up a lot today. You know what I mean?
Maybe people, like, have an office job or something, and they can't do that.
They work.
Like, have an office job where it's like, oh, okay, she said to do 10,000 steps. I think that can be a lofty ask of somebody, but if you can just be, maybe you've got a stand-up desk, and you can, like, stand up, and you can move around in your office, which, I don't know, I think just emphasizing movement, period, just, like, being up, like, moving your body.
But like, also, like, if you're somebody that hasn't, you know, you're very new to fitness, like, you've never done anything, right? The first thing that you can do is walk.
Yeah.
That could be the very first step, is just trying to go on a walk. Like, plenty of people lose weight by just walking because you're moving. Like, you're going from being sedentary to moving more, which is just going to burn calories.
Or maybe even that's, like, just some different ways to kind of think about that is, like, say, which me and Dustin definitely do this, but where you're like, oh, okay, I go pick up my grocery, like, I do the grocery pickup thing. Maybe instead of that, you go in the grocery store and you walk around and get your groceries. So, like, or you go and, like, oh, my dog kind of needs to go for a walk. So just thinking of ways, maybe you're like, oh, I do not want to go for a walk, but maybe thinking about ways where you can increase your movement, like, more naturally, even if it's like, my house is kind of looking a little dirty. Like, I'm going to clean, I tell you what, I will pop a strain freaking cleaning my house so fast. So yeah, just like, what are ways that you can be increasing the movement in your daily life? Yeah.
Also, I will say, like, my walks that I love walking now. Like, I really, like, it's something that I do prioritize in my week, getting those steps. But it's been a time for me to listen to sermons. It has been a time where I've just got it in my ear. That's all I'm focusing on. I'm on my walk, right? And, like, I don't have, yeah, I've got my phone there, but it's like, I'm away from everything. So it's just a time for me to kind of, like, disconnect so I can listen to sermons. I take that as a time a lot to, like, call one of my best friend, and we talk while I'm walking. So I'm just saying that it can be a time to just disconnect. Maybe it's a time you spend in prayer, just something like that. Like, it can be, you can use it in multiple ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just am a big proponent of walking.
Yeah. Okay. That was Megan's number two, right?
Yes.
Okay. And my last and final tip is, and this is going to sound really simple, honestly, it is really simple, but just to maybe find, like, an accountability partner in it. You know, it's like, I think that I've been so thankful.
I think me and you having each other starting to work out together was huge.
No, yeah, we would have never.
I don't even know if we would have done it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have walked into the Y, honestly, had we not been going together. But, and even, like, because I lift by myself right now, but, which we've been on the same, like, program. We're not, like, as of this week, we're doing something different than you are right now. Because remember, you're maxing.
Oh, okay.
But we've been on the same program for, my husband writes it for, I mean, months, you know. And so we don't lift together, but we've got, like, a little group chat to where, like, all the people that were on the same lifting, we can just be like, you know, yeah, like we had squats today, like 90% felt like butter, or like felt,
how did your squats feel today?
Like a house today. And it's just like some extra accountability. And I think that that's like so, so, so important, especially if you are starting out, to have somebody where it's like, maybe you don't feel like going, but your workout partner is going to be like, hey, how did your lift feel today? And then you have to tell them that you didn't do it, you know? And so I just think that something simple like that, it's like finding somebody to hold you accountable in that area. It's like any other area in our life, like with my husband, will be like, Saren, have you read your Bible today? Or, you know, it's like, we need that in every area of our life. So I think, why not in fitness?
Especially starting your fitness journey with accountability, I think is really important.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, me and Saren, at the beginning, that was very crucial for us, is that we had each other, right? But now as we've gone on, like, I'm going to do it no matter what, if I had Saren in there or not. But when you're starting out, just having somebody to check in with you is really important.
And then even, like, for me, because, yeah, it's like, Lord willing, we're going to get our workout in. Like, that's, we're at that place where it is just a part of our life. But even with, like, my intensity, because, like, in our conditioning pieces, I might have to do a conditioning piece by myself one day. But if I know, okay, Dustin and Savannah are going to be doing this piece later, like, I want to make sure I can give them a competitive time. So then even just knowing that somebody later, I know I'm going to do the workout. I know I'm going to do it. Am I going to give it 100% effort all by myself, you know, with nobody around and I'm having a bad day? Maybe not. But if I had to tell him what my time was, then probably. So even like with us who does it and is going to do it, still having that accountability can help with like intensity too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's it. That was my last tip.
That is great advice. My last tip is something that, you know, I talk about like when I tell people like the Holy Trinity of fitness, right, is strength training, obviously, nutrient dense foods slash prioritizing protein is my second one. My third one in my Holy Trinity of maintaining good health and fitness is sleep, prioritizing sleep. I think this is one that gets really forgotten about. Like, we talk about like how sleep is important, but we spend most of our life, which we were not meant to spend like this, in our sympathetic nervous system, which is just that fight or flight mode. Like, you're up, like right when you wake up, you're like, you're up, you're hustling, you're getting the kids ready for school, you're going to work, and you're working hard all day, and then you get off work and you're running the kids around to their stuff, and then you're coming home, making food and blah, blah, blah. Like, you're just like, we're just like highly stressed all the time. And we don't spend enough time in our parasympathetic nervous system, which is just our like rest state where our body has a chance to recover. And that is, it's so important. It's like, that is the opportunity for our body to rebuild and to get stronger. But if we're not allowing that time, if we're just in that stress state all the time, we don't give our body that chance to actually to recover and then actually get better. And so, I recently started prioritizing getting in bed for 9 hours, which, you know, on Tuesday and Thursdays, I get off at 7 p.m. and I have to turn around and be up at 5 o'clock the next morning. So what does that mean for me? That means that I have to get home and get in bed at 8 o'clock, which that means I haven't eaten dinner yet. So I like rush home and I have to eat dinner. And a lot of times, like, I fought the, like, I just want a time to just like chill out. Like, Aria's in bed. Like, I just want to like be able to chill out. But I just decided, like, Megan, that chilling out time is not as beneficial for you as actually just going to bed earlier. So I rush home and I eat really quick. I get ready for bed and I get in bed. So I prioritize 9 hours of sleep at night. Some people, you know, I'd say the good rule of thumb is like 7 to 9.
I was gonna say, 9 would be too much for me, too much.
Yeah,
sleep for me.
And so some people are like that. But I also think too that some people, like my husband likes to say, like, I'm good on like 5 or 6 hours. And I'm like, no, you're not. You've adapted. Your body has adapted to that, sure. But that is not optimal for your body. So I think 7 to 9 is a good rule of thumb, but that's actually quality sleep. It's not like I'm getting in bed and I'm watching Netflix and that counts as one of my like hours. Like, no, it's like shutting your phone off, like all of that, setting up a good environment for you to be able to get quality sleep. I think that needs to be a priority. Like I said, I think it's a very underrated, but I'm just saying the way that I feel on 9 hours, and then sometimes if I have to take a 5 o'clock session,
So I cannot get, because I'm at work, so there's no way for me to get, like, I'll get, you know, 8 hours that night. I feel it. I feel the difference. I am somebody, I think also because I'm more active than most people, I do think I just require a little bit more sleep. But I mean, you're really active too, but, 10 hours is really my sweet spot, but that's not going to happen. But,
I feel worse. I feel worse.
But you just have to find that, like,
yeah, you have to find a good
spot.
But
it is not 5 hours.
No,
I'm sorry. Like, if you're like, I feel fine on 5 hours, I'm like, no. You've adapted. Your body has adapted, but that is not optimal for you. So 7 to 9, I think, is a good rule of thumb. But I'm just saying that once I started prioritizing sleep, I've also been off of caffeine for 2 years now, almost 2 years in December. But I have felt a huge difference in my recovery, just how I feel when I have started to just really prioritize sleep. So I think that's just an underrated one that doesn't get talked about enough, but it is very important. And it's easy. Wow. Like, I'm asking you to just go to sleep. I'm not asking you to go run 8 miles. I'm running you to go to bed. Just go to bed.
Yeah.
You know?
And I do think recovery is just, like, underemphasized, but also research shows that the best form of recovery is sleep. There are definitely other things you can do to, like, help your muscles recover and stuff, but I mean,
it's just nothing. Just, like, sleep is king. Yeah, and it's, like, so easy. Like, just go to bed and sleep. We all love sleeping.
Yeah, but like you said, I mean, it does require some sort
of... It does make an effort. Like, you do have to sacrifice some other things. And I also recognize that there's going to be a time where Aria does not go to bed at 7 p.m., you know? So I recognize that there will be a time. There are phases of life where the sleep is going to change, but I'm always going to try to make it a priority, no matter what. So,
yeah.
But I think to round out this episode of, like, how to maintain a summer body, I think we just want to emphasize just these are all tips for just optimal health and being able to live a long and happy life. These are the tips for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll improve. It also, like, a byproduct of that is that it'll improve some of your, you know, your body composition, and maybe you will be able to fit in these jeans that you wanted to fit into, but, this just really allows you to enjoy life better.
Yeah. I think it just change your mindset behind, like, stop emphasizing, I guess, the summertime. Like, why do you only want to be healthy in the summer?
Yeah. Like, let's just be healthy year round.
Healthy year round and just
be and you're gonna healthy feel good.
People.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was kind of a teaser to pull you guys in, like, keeping your summer body, but AKA we're like, just be healthy all the time.
But I mean, these are tips to quote unquote maintain your summer body, but it's to be healthy all the time. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us on this journey, this fitness journey with us today. But we are really excited for next week's episode. So please come back and join us for another episode.
We have actually a special interview.
We do.
Yes, a very, very, very,
really, really great interview.
Special interview.
To us.
Yes.
Teaser. It's our sister. And she's a wonderful. She's so wonderful and amazing.
So join us next week for an amazing interview with our sister. But thank you guys so, so, so much for watching. And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, where we spill all the tea. She doesn't ever do the outros. Where we spill all the tea. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you guys.